Dear brothers and sisters, what a joy it is to be here and to see you all. I can imagine myself sitting there in the second row, singing these wonderful songs and being so happy. Is everything okay, brother? Can you hear? Okay. I'm immensely so thankful to the Lord for CFC. I don't have words to say how blessed I am, how blessed we are as a family to belong to CFC. For us, CFC was our home for our whole family. My children grew up in CFC. It was a wall of protection for my children. They had friends in CFC. They had godly examples in CFC. They could sit in CFC and hear God's word being preached, unadulterated God's word, and trust everything that was heard. They didn't have to doubt, because everything they knew was from the word of God. And I'm so thankful that our children could grow up in CFC. And many times I look back and I think, what our life would have been if we didn't have our CFC, or we're part of some other church. Our children would have gone astray, would have been confused with all the new ideas that are coming up. They would have been asking, but they're so strong and established by God's grace. And I'm really thankful to the Lord for all the values that they learned in CFC. And I'm so thankful that all of you, dear brothers and sisters, are there. And now, you are bringing up your families and your children, and I know a great future is ahead of you. And if we follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. In CFC, my children learned to not regard rich people as something great, but to be friendly with, be friends with rich or poor, and to be good to everyone, to speak respectfully to others, to be respectful to others. So many things the Lord taught through our CFC. Praise God. For me personally, as we sang earlier today, great is thy faithfulness. All that I have needed, your hand has provided. That has been my testimony, which I can say. First, when we started meeting, it was in the sitting room of our house in 16 De Costa Square. Then it became crowded. We opened up the other rooms and even the portico. We put chairs and stuff. Then we needed a bigger place. God provided 40 De Costa Square. And a bigger place, now God has provided this place, Paradise and Clean. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful place. What a heritage God has given us. We need place for parking. God has provided. All that we have needed in our families, in our church, God has provided. We cannot take it for granted. I want to be immensely thankful to the Lord for that. For me, I can say, from the time I was born again, I had a desire for a godly life. And my church in Kunur, and then college days, God continued to give that desire for a godly life. And I had good teachers, good role models, good mentors, good fellowships in our college days. And my beloved husband taught me and encouraged me towards that godly life. But after we started CFC, more truths became real to me. That's what I want to say on this 48th anniversary of our CFC. I can say a few, two or three of the things, of the many things that the Lord showed, just a few things that the Lord enlightened me, and it became reality in my life. Not just theory, not reading in books or hearing other people say, but it became a reality to me. One was that, as we heard today, to be a disciple of Jesus. I used to think that Jesus called a few disciples, like 12 of them, or few more, 70. And my mind, in the early days, I thought, a few lucky people are chosen to be his disciples. Then, when I read God's word more clearly, I understood that the call for discipleship is for all of us. Jesus said, Matthew 28 verse 19 says, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. And in Revelation 14, it says, those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, we are not going to follow the Lamb in heaven. It's here, right here on earth, that we are going to follow the Lamb wherever he went, wherever he leads us, wherever he went. And the Lord said, if you want to be my disciple, as we've heard so many times, but it became reality to me, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up the cross, deny yourself daily, and follow me. That became more in my practical life. You know, as all of us, as women nowadays, all women get good education, they have jobs, they have a career, and then we get married. And when we get married, we come to this decision, what are we going to do with our lives? One part of us says, oh, I want to keep up my career. I want to do my own will. I'm a free person. I'm not living in the 16th century India. I'm free. I can do what I want. And there's a struggle. Thank God for the call of discipleship. I say, Lord, Father, Jesus said, Father, not my will, but yours. And the Lord speaks to us also, Lord, let me do your will, not my will. My will says, oh, make more money, dress up nicely, get a handbag and walk down and have a career and be a big person in the world. But the Lord says, no, now that you're married, the place is in the home. You have a family, you have children, take care of the children. Be a godly mother. Be an example to your children by your respectful behavior, by your humility. And there's harmony in the home when such a mother and there's such a wife in the home. I praise and thank God for that valuable lesson the Lord taught me in CFC to our dear brothers and sisters, to our elders. Then there's no struggle at all to be a disciple. Said, Lord, you give that example to me to take, and you ask me to take up the cross, deny myself, just as you did, Lord Jesus. And then submission and obedience becomes a joyful thing, because that's exactly what Jesus did. That's one of the truths which I'm really thankful to CFC and to the Lord for. Another thing was, as we heard many times and we heard today also, that Christ came in our flesh. I always, from the time I was small, I believed that Jesus came like you and me, as a human being. But that didn't mean anything to me. Christ came in the flesh. But then in 1 Timothy, it says that, 1 Timothy 3:14, it says, that's a mystery. That's the secret of godliness. Then for a long time, I thought, what is such a big mystery in that, that Jesus came in our flesh? And I just used to brush it aside. But as I listened more and more to the word of God being taught, I understood. You know, God Almighty, He's Almighty. He can see and understand everything that's happening to us. Because He's got the power and ability, infinite wisdom, and He created us, He knows everything what's happening to us. So Jesus could have been in heaven as God and just come as God, died for the sins of the world somehow and given us salvation. Why did He have to come as a human being and take on our flesh and suffer like us? And that was really a mystery till slowly, slowly the Lord started opening my eyes to see. I, as a mother, if I see my child suffering, and some sickness for which there's no cure. And then I have the ability to take on that sickness on my body somehow, and I can feel with my child that suffering which my child is going through, and then I can understand, oh, my child is going through so much of pain. I can feel it because I take that sickness on my body. And in Jesus' case, it was not just that he could feel our suffering, being tempted, but he didn't fall. But at the same time, he said, look, just as I have taken on this suffering, I can deliver you from that suffering. I can sympathize with you, and I can set you free from that terrible suffering of sin, the terrible temptation you're going through. So in the times of temptation, when you're struggling, should I submit? Should I speak up? I see the example of Jesus, my child. I came to this world. I understood exactly how a woman feels, how a person feels. Just follow me. I'll take care of you. So Christ manifests in the flesh in a little way. God helped me to see more and more. And I came to love our Lord Jesus Christ more. Because Lord, to such a depth you came, to my level, that you should take these temptations which I'm facing, and you didn't fall in the temptation, you overcame, just so that you can help me when I am tempted. And that when, not only that you wipe my tears when I'm sad, but you can sympathize with me, and you can comfort me, and you can deliver me. And that's why I can just take a drop. I think I've just understood a drop of that mystery. I want to understand more and more of that tremendous truth. Christ came in our flesh. That's something which we don't hear in any church. People, when we started CFC and the brothers were speaking, that everybody said this is heresy, wrong doctrine, cult leader, everything possible. But when it became a reality to me, I said, Lord, how much you would have missed if we didn't know this truth, that you came in our flesh and you overcame. And CFC has held up that standard like a big banner waving. Christ came in our flesh, and we, just as he overcame, we can also overcome. So I thank God for that truth. And there another truth which I learned to appreciate after coming to CFC is that we can have victory over sin. All of us want victory over sin. We don't want to keep getting angry and shouting at each other and losing our temper or throwing things around or anything, or even keeping the anger in our heart and not forgiving. We don't want that type of life. So that desire for victory, and week by week, meeting by after meeting with God, the victory over sin is possible. We can have victory. That possibility of victory is there for us. It took some time, but that possibility became a desire for us. Then, after some time, the Lord started giving us faith. Yes, victory over sin is not just for few brothers, elders, and few people in the first century or 18th century, Madame Guyon or somebody like that. God gave faith that victory is possible for me also. That faith was, that I remember the day when the Lord put a faith in my heart that victory is for you, not just for other people. You can have victory. And that came as a reality. Dear brothers and sisters, that faith the Lord gives us for a life of victory is so valuable. Let's not miss that for anything. Let's not compromise that and say, oh, a lukewarmness is enough. We can fall and we can get up. We can repent. Jesus will forgive us and take us to heaven. What kind of substandard life? That kind of substandard life is not God's will for us. God's will for us is that we should every day live in victory. Doesn't matter if we have fallen this very half an hour ago. Doesn't matter, but we are going to get up And one day, the Lord was going to make us have that experience that we have had, victory over one sin after the other, one sin after the other. And just to keep us from getting proud, the Lord said, don't forget, it's I who gave you the victory, it's not my own strength. By the power of my spirit, I have given you the victory. So sometimes he lets us fall in the things which we think we overcame. We will trip up and have a bad fall. And the Lord reminds us, that's not yours. No victory you can get by your own strength. It's only by the strength that the Lord can give. And finally, another important thing the Lord taught me was my place in the home. As I mentioned earlier, Lord, we can have an ambition to have some big, do some great thing in the world like other women. But the Lord has taught us, be happy where we are, where the Lord has put us, in that type of home, that type of situation, the finances which the Lord has given us, be content with them. We may not be able to afford what other families can afford, or some maybe even what some of our relatives can afford, but if we are content with what we have, Lord, what you've given me, that's more enough. I can make more than enough. I can manage with that. I can make my children happy. And I'm so happy that the Lord gave me that desire to be a stay-at-home mom. Sometimes I used to think like, they're being so good to pursue in my career and do what my other classmates have done. But I think every day when my children come home from school, or even before that, as they're growing up, I see them turn over, I see them crawl, I see them stand up, see them take their first step, and then they go to school, and they come home, and mommy is waiting for them. They have some struggles, something which they cannot share with anyone, mommy is there to listen to them. Mommy is there to keep some good food ready for them, not to scold them, but to love them and to care for them. I'm so thankful the Lord gave me that contentment to just be where I am and what I am. And God, who sees my life, my hidden life, not what people have seen, but what has happened in my hidden life, one day he's going to reward me for that. All the sacrifices, all the things which I have done in secret, denied myself in a small way. I know the Lord has seen it. It's not for people to see, or for me to testify or to boast about. But if the Lord is happy with me, Lord, that's more than enough for me. So those are just a few of the things which the Lord taught me. And I thank God for these 48 years the Lord has given our CFC. May the Lord keep us all faithful till the day he returns, or till he takes us home. God bless you, dear brothers and sisters.